Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Boy, I got to tell you, that Girl Scout in Pittsburgh selling 115 gazillion billion whatever boxes of cookies. I wonder if she'd like to be a salesperson for Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. I think we could make room for her here. I really do. I think she'd do well with sales here, selling me. If she could sell Girl Scout cookies, she could certainly sell me. So I'm going to have my people get in touch with her people, and maybe they'll do a power lunch or something, and maybe we can have her be our new, give her a title, account executive. Account executive for Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, or Dimitri 20. Oh, that's even better. Account executive, Dimitri 2020 LLC. We'll give her a business card. We'll give her stationery and a pen, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, we'll have our people get in touch with her people and see what we can do to make this happen. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, you've missed an hour of incredible programming, revelations, entertainment, information, everything. I mean, it just, I feel sorry for you. In a way, I actually feel sorry for you. You missed the first hour. Good news is I've got another hour to go. And that includes Dimitri Graffiti, which is your chance to call in and say or do whatever it is you want within the rules of engagement. In fact, I got the rules of engagement here somewhere. Hold on a second. Let me read them to you to give you a heads up here for that. When you call in, you got to make sure that you pot down the volume of your radio or whatever device you're using to hear, to enjoy, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, because we've got a state-of-the-art delay system here that causes all sorts of problems if you have your radio on in the background. So make sure you have the volume down, and then when you call, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We'll get this Joe Rogan thing in a couple of seconds here regarding conspiracy theories. And he admits, he makes some serious admissions here. But we'll get to that. Just give me a second here. So when you call into Dimitri Graffiti a little bit later on this morning, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. That would be me. Don't try to carry on a conversation with me. Don't say, hello, Dimitri, you're there? Hello? I don't talk with you. You don't talk with me. This segment is just for you, Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, which means no matter what kind of ailment you have, you can still call in. Because that's the spirit of the Americans with Disabilities Act. No matter what kind of disability you have, even if you're a deaf mute, you can call in and say, all right, so download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can also see the live stream of our show now on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. It is great. We're doing the live stream. The numbers are growing geometrically or exponentially or scientifically or some word that means they're growing by a lot. So by all means, get the Rumble app. It's free. Everything's free. And you can see a high school graduate talking into a microphone, staring at a little yellow ducky from the Nail City Jeep Club. Thank you, Miss Elvira, for that. But by all means, Rumble. It's the way to go. It's like YouTube for us. And I think you'll like that. And I wanted to say hello to all of our viewers on Rumble. Massive numbers, incredible numbers this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a very sad subject. Donald Trump essentially protecting the Rothschilds because of his bailout of the Taj Mahal. And then of all the people on this earth, I mean, seriously, of all the people on this earth, why would you make Wilbur Ross your Secretary of Commerce in your first administration unless you owed the Rothschild family bigly? I don't know what other explanation there can be. And frankly, I don't know what other explanation there can be regarding Trump not wanting to bring charges against even one of the members of the Billionaire Boys Club on Epstein Rape Island. Not even one. Not even one. Joe Rogan thing coming up next in a few seconds here. Emerald Robinson, who I love following on Twitter. Boy, does she tell it like it is. If the Epstein files are a Democratic hoax, as President Trump wants you to believe, and Dan Bongino, who sold, boy, you talk about somebody who sold his soul to get whatever it is he wanted. I mean, oh my God, Dan Bongino, what a disappointment. Jesus. Pam Blondie and Kash Patel and the rest of them. If the Epstein files are a Democratic hoax, then it's very odd that so many people are retiring or, quote, under investigation or suicidal lately. Prince of England, National Secretary Advisor to Slovakia, Russian Senator, UK Ambassador to the USA, World Bank Economist, Harvard President, Clinton Treasury Secretary, Chief of Staff for UK Prime Minister, Norway Ambassador to Iraq, Obama White House Counsel, Norway Prime Minister, Executive Chairman of Hyatt Hotels, CBS Health News Contributor, President of World Economic Forum, and on and on and on. But hey, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Let's bomb Iran. And President Trump is saying, well, it's going to go on for several weeks. Several weeks. We're just going to keep doing war against Iran. We'll be talking about that, and we'll be all over Fox News, and we'll have all these experts talking about this, that, and the other, and this, that. You know, John Bolton must be doubling over with laughter right now. And John McCain must be laughing nonstop in hell. It just never changes. So, conspiracy theories. Joe Rogan had a very interesting take on conspiracy theories. I can't say that I disagree with him, but I'll play this for you and see if this makes sense for you. See if you can identify with any of this.
This is the thing about conspiracy theories. They've done a really good job of making it seem like you're a fool if you believe in conspiracy theories. And this is, they did a really good job of that during the Kennedy assassination. That's when the term conspiracy theorist really became popular.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a thing that people talked about all the time before the Kennedy assassination. And then after that, that became this term that they would use for kooks.
Yeah,
you're a
label.
Conspiracy
a label.
Theorist.
Yeah.
Like, they use that for me all the time.
I was about to say.
Yeah, all the
time.
Are
you like the king of
conspiracy? I am a conspiracy theorist, yes.
Because, by the way, what is a conspiracy? It's two or more people working together to do something nefarious.
Right. It's always happened. It's been going on forever. There's a ton of them that I could just rattle off the top of my head. And I've had a few conversations with people on the podcast where they're like, I think most conspiracies can be attributed to ineptitude and this. And I'm like, no, not most. A few. Some. But when there's profit involved, when there's profit involved, when there's power involved, mm-hmm. when there's control
right.
resources involved, most conspiracies, in fact, turn out to be true. You know, and
right.
the more you dig deep, the more you realize, like, oh, there's a concerted effort to make these conspiracies seem ridiculous because you don't want to be taken as a fool.
Right.
I am a fool. So if you take
you're
me as a fool, congratulations. You're accurate.
But
I'm a foolish person. I'm a professional clown.
But why do you say that? Because
look at I'm the easiest person to mock of all time. I am a conspiracy theorist who is a cage fighting commentator. Like half of the time when I'm working, people are getting kicked in the face. Like that's brute
normal.
I mean, but like people look at that as like that's normal for you. Like that's like brutish, barbaric, like stupid meathead behavior. Like right, okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay. Also, I think they faked the Gulf of Tonkin incident to get us into Vietnam. Also, production of heroin ramped up to 94% of the world once we had occupied Afghanistan. Like, what? Like, how much of that's real? All of it. Plus, the United States, the CIA rather, sold heroin or sold cocaine in LA ghettos to pay for the Contras versus the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. That's all true, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The more we are learning about what our government has been doing, the more disturbing it is. Now, we're going to segue from that into something called Smith-Mundt. Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Munt, M-U-N-D-T. You might be wondering, what the hell are you talking about now, Dimitri? Good question. This all ties in. And shows you that the Republican establishment is just as bad as the Democrats. That the deep state is really the deep state. Or one more example of it, I should say. Okay, so there's this law that was, this bill that was signed into law, I should say, in 2013, very early in President Obama's administration. Very, very early. Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. You might be wondering again, what the hell is that? I don't blame you. I had to look it up myself. I knew vaguely that there was this thing out there, but I had to get up to speed with it to share this information with you. But I think it's pretty damn important. It was passed as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act for 2013. Obama signs it into law. For decades, the original Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 prohibited the U.S. government from disseminating public diplomacy materials, essentially propaganda, content created for foreign audiences like Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, prevented it from disseminating public diplomacy materials within the United States. In other words, no propaganda by our federal agencies in the United States. We can do it to other countries, but not in the United States. Okay. Created a firewall intended to prevent the government from using its foreign influence tools on its own citizens. That would be you. And more importantly, that would be, well, me. So in 2012, they call it the Modernization Act. Smith-Mundt. They made it legal for our government to now spread propaganda in the United States. It's one thing doing it for foreign countries and there's a firewall, but now our own government's targeting us with propaganda. And now it's all legal. And it's been since 2012 or 2013 when Obama signed it into law. Our government, specifically the State Department and the U.S. Agency for Global Media, can now legally make its content available to domestic audiences. Which means the government can use propaganda or psychological operations, PSYOPs, at American citizens under the guise of public diplomacy. Psychological operations. Last year, there was a bill introduced to try to reinstate the original firewall. And this is after Democratic presidential terms and Republican presidential terms. They still have the right, our government, to aim propaganda and psychological operations, PSYOPs, against American citizens. The 2012 Modernization Act, Smith-Mundt. Doesn't matter whether it was a Democratic administration like Obama's, and the Democrats controlled both chambers of Congress, or whether it was a Republican administration, Donald Trump's, and the Republicans controlled both chambers of Congress. Doesn't matter whether it was the Biden administration or the second Trump administration. Doesn't matter whether one party controlled both chambers of Congress or one party controlled one chamber, the other party controlled the other chamber. Doesn't matter.